This is Tom Rowe with a WGXC news update. You can go to WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. NBC News reports that New York school teachers are allowed to bring guns into classrooms. They must get the school's permission, but it is currently legal in the state. There are 18 states with similar laws now. Read the full story at the NBC News website. The 61st annual New York Emmy Award nominations were announced February 22nd, and local Albany television stations received 13 nominations. WRGB-TV, the CBS station owned by the conservative Sinclair Broadcast Group, led locals with 5 nominations. WTEN, the ABC affiliate, also received 5. Spectrum News Albany got 2 nominations, and public television station WMHT-TV and NBC affiliate WNYT each received 1 nomination. You can see the complete list of nominations on the WGXC newsroom. Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett posted on Facebook February 23rd that his office completed the investigation into a video with disturbing images that contained the Ichabod Crane school logo found online shortly after the Florida school shooting. Quote, "At no point in the video was there a threat made to the school, nor was the video sent to the school district," unquote, Bartlett wrote on the Facebook post. Quote, "Sheriff's investigators were able to determine through the course of the investigation that the video in question was a pre-existing video that had been altered with the disturbing images and then uploaded onto a social media site. Investigators contacted the Google Corporation and were able to obtain the IP address from where the video had been uploaded. Subsequently, interviews were conducted and it has been determined whom altered and uploaded the video. As a result of the investigation, it has been determined that there is no threat to the Ichabod Crane School District, nor was there a crime committed," unquote. This has been Tom Rowe for the WGXC News. Go to WGXC.org and click on the WGXC Newsroom for more information.